Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, all talking about our areas of expertise.
Well, I think that looks like an island floating in the river.
Island of trash floating in the river.
It looks like ESPN.
Barge.
Just jump in that water. You'll be fine.
People are out of control, man.
So gross when I see them jet skiing in it. It's like,
splashing.
They cleaned it up a lot, but not enough.
Not enough.
No.
By the way, I think I was right coming off the top of the show. I think out of everybody here at the network, you talk the most.
That was true even before I was on the network.
I mean, we have our four-hour show. That's 4 hours.
Yep.
Who else has four-hour shows on our network?
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody. And then you have another hour show.
Not to mention boxing.
And boxing.
And then I'm walking down the street. You know, I like to get my walking in between shows, and people want to talk sports.
I think Stephen A. got him.
On the network, though?
Nah. I don't think so.
I don't think so. First Take.
First Take, mm-hmm. two-hour show.
His own Stephen A.'s World.
Right.
That's during NBA games.
But he gets all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's only like eight to ten games.
Though.
Not a lot.
Mm-hmm. Countdown.
Countdown, our show.
Sports Center hits.
Sports
Center
hits. All hits.
Yeah, I think I still got it. It's 4 hours. It's 5 hours plus boxing.
I don't think you get it.
5 hours a day plus. It's 25 hours a week plus boxing.
And, you know, him and Max both wake up talking to themselves.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They both do.
So you got it. It's like you got to count all those, you know, all those words before we even hit the air. All right. Hey, Lindsey Vonn. Olympic gold medalist is with us now, guys. Good morning, Lindsey.
Hi, Lindsey.
Okay, now we got you. Can you just say hello again so we know we can hear you, Lindsey?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Excellent. Perfect. So, Lindsey Vonn, as I mentioned, Olympic gold medalist, is with us. May is Mental Health Month. What is Mental Health Awareness Month? What does mental health mean to you, Lindsey?
You know, mental health, I think, is just taking care of yourself. You know, I think as athletes, we focus on taking care of our bodies, but we need to take care of our mental health just as much. And I think, again, this month is just a great way to continue the conversation and to bring awareness to, again, just taking care of ourselves from the inside out.
Lindsey, I know throughout the course of your career, you dealt with a series of injuries. And from my own experience with injuries, I know what kind of fortitude or perseverance it takes to work through that, to trust your body again. How did you not lose faith, or how did you kind of remain strong throughout those times and learning how to deal with your body and those and the mental challenges that come along with that as well?
I mean, I wasn't always strong. You know, I think there's a perception of the athletes are, you know, superhuman, and I wasn't. Through all of my recoveries, I definitely had a lot of, I think, more downs than I had, you know, positive moments, but I think it was my, you know, and passion for my sport that really got me through. You know, no professional athletes gets to the top without, you know, having a lot of adversities they've overcome. I just maybe have had a lot more physical ones than most, but again, I think it was just my passion for my sport that really got me through.
When you look at it, Lindsey, opening up about some of the things and that you've gone through, the depression, so to speak, how has that helped you move forward?
I just felt like I had a weight on my back, you know, just dealing with things internally that I never expressed to anyone. And it got to just a tipping point where I felt like I need to talk about this. I've been dealing with it since I was 18 years old. And, you know, at that time, again, I was so successful in my career. I just won the Olympics. At that time, I think I had 50 World Cup wins, and I was like, listen, it's not going to make me a weaker competitor. I just need to get this off my chest for me emotionally. And it really helped a lot, you know, just having that conversation. And a lot of people didn't understand it, and they still don't. But I think for me in my personal journey, it was really what I needed to do.
Lindsey Vonn, Olympic gold medalist, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Lindsey, I want to ask you about a situation that's occurred as relates to Mental Health Month with Ja Morant. And not sure how familiar you are about his situation, but I think it's one of those topics that really deserves some attention. And how you deal with fame, how you deal with the attention, the money that comes along with, frankly, a sport that we just want to focus sometimes on a sport. I know for me personally, like dealing with everybody's judgment on what happened to me and how I dealt with it was another layer that made it even more challenging for me to address issues that, frankly, a lot of people just have to, you know, a lot of people who aren't in the public eye can deal with themselves privately. But now for athletes at this level, you're dealing with yourself, but you're also dealing with the perception of yourself through all these other lenses as we live in a world based upon our phone and everybody else's perceptions. What are your just thoughts about that in general for a guy, for a young person in our industry like Ja Morant?
I mean, for me, you know, personally, I always felt like it was hard to live up to kind of the persona that was being presented to the world. You know, this wholesome American, you know, young woman who is, you know, doesn't have any faults. And, you know, that was hard just for me to live up to. And especially if you are, you know, in the NBA and you're one of the biggest rising stars of the entire league. And, you know, from, you know, just a obviously a much different background than I have, I think living up to that expectation is incredibly difficult. And I, you know, there's no playbook to, you know, how do I handle fame? How do I handle success? And no one really is there necessarily to guide you. And so I think it's a really difficult position to be in. I think, you know, I think mentors and people who have been through it is, it's in some ways their responsibility to help those that are in the same position or similar position. And I definitely tried to do that from, you know, in my sport and also other sports that where people come to me to ask for help. But there is no playbook and it is hard. And, you know, again, there's so much pressure and attention, social media, all of those things contribute to just from my perspective, not entirely understanding not entirely understanding who you are outside of the persona that people see you as.
Lindsey, going through everything and then, you know, the injuries and all that, how difficult was it for you to get back on those skis?
You know, when I got back on the skis, I trusted the process. I knew that I was strong enough and I believed in myself. You know, there had been a lot of growth steps to get to that point during my recovery, you know, learning how to walk, learning how to, you know, be strong again was a whole process. And once I got through that, I was so much more confident so that when I got on the slopes again, I believed in what I was doing. So I think it really goes to, you know, your rehab process and also your support system, who is ingraining in you, you know, that you can do it because you do need that. You can't do that by yourself.
See, I need you. That's why I need you in my life, because I said skis and it slopes. And you subtly corrected me by saying back on the slopes when I said back on the skis. So you got to teach me how to do all of that. You know, I can't rely.
It's okay. I'm here. I can help. I'm here to help.
It's the reality of nature. What'd you say, Jay?
Have you been on skis before, Key?
No, I have never been on skis.
You ever tried like a bunny slope? None of that at all?
Nah, man.
You got to try.
I fake it. You know, I got the look.
You got the look. You got the hot cocoa.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit in the cabin. I'm gonna chill, you know. I'm gonna go hang out in Little Nail. I'm gonna hang out in Little Nail and do that sort of thing.
You look like you got off the slope, but you never really got off.
I'll do that with you.
All right.
Lindsey, you've got a book out right now called Rise. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really about my journey as a person that's also a ski racer. You know, I talk a lot about mental health and the struggles that I've been through, both physically and emotionally. And I really wanted to write a book that was, you know, really for any age to, you know, hopefully be able to relate to and, you know, learn from my mistakes or from my journey and to be able to be a stronger person because of it. And I think the title is pretty much sums it up. You know, I just want people to be able to overcome their own adversities.
Lindsey Vonn, ladies and gentlemen, Olympic gold medalist, of course. Thank you for joining us today, Lindsey.
Congrats on everything, Lindsey.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry for the Wi-Fi.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And Jay, the magician, has a magical game plan involving the Lakers and Nuggets Game 2 Western Conference Finals at Denver tonight. What you got, Jay?
Jay's Nuggets.
Hey, man, keep my Nuggets out of your mouth, man.
Hey, yo!
Billy, you're so stupid.
Thank you, Jordan.
Bing bang.
I can't keep.
Are you not entertained?
The Jay's Nuggets thing. I can't take that. I can't. I need to breathe.
Hey, phrasing.
This is a show of seriousness and maturity.
You said Lakers of Mayersville before.
Did I say Lakers of Mayersville? You know the Lakers of Mayersville when you see them. That's only because I wanted to say it in a way Jay would understand it. Because earlier in the show, he said, what did he say?
It's just the reality of the nature.
Wait, and what did Key say?
Mazai, jury.
All right, wait, let's play those three side by side. At 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. What is the most embarrassing or hilarious or the worst one? Let's hear them. You know the Lakers of Mayersville when you see them.
It's just the reality of the nature.
Mazai. Jury.
You got a clip off the Jay's Nuggets, too. That.
Well, you set him up for that. You were loaded on that one.
Because Key was doing it during all the reads, all the blinks we had to do during the breaks. I just couldn't stop laughing like a child. Sorry, Key.
I'm fine with it. I'm good. I don't have to. When it's all over with, hey, man.
Jay, I'm going to need you to bring your IFB into the office.
Listen, Jay, tell us about your Nuggets and the Lakers.
Well, where do I start? Max, you're not setting me up for success.
Lakers at Nuggets, game two tonight, Western Conference Finals. Denver up 1-0, had a 25-point lead in the third quarter. The Lakers stormed almost all the way back. Last 2 minutes of the game, they had a chance. It was a one-possession game. LeBron missed a three, and they lost. They wound up losing by a scant 6 points, two possessions in the end. What you got tonight, Jay?
Can the Lakers pull a rabbit out of their hat? A rabbit, not a rabbit, with a K.
A Rubik's Cube?
A Rubik's Cube out of your hat. So, look, two things for the Lakers tonight. Number one, do not start the small lineup. Start the bigger lineup. Rui on Jokic. It makes Jokic play more in the perimeter. It allows AD to be more of a free safety. That is when the Lakers will be at their best. Their points in the paint on the rebounding margin, they were dominated in game one. That is not the way the Lakers play. They dominate you on the boards. They have the free throw disparity. I think changing up coverages on Jokic with Rui, with AD, small doses, and LeBron James – critical. Second thing for the Lakers, get involved as many ball screens to hunt Jamal Murray as possible with LeBron James at the top of the key. at the top of the key, when you hunt that, that's a matchup. LeBron James can back him down, can punish him, but also it creates help and allows guys, three-point shooters, guys like D'Lo, Austin Reeves, Dennis Schroeder, when they're in the game, to knock down the three-point shot. That's for the Lakers. And also, last thing I'll say for the Lakers, here's why I said I think it's a must-win. And this, I use that terminology knowing that it's polarizing, but I want these guys to think must-win because they need to start the game with a sense of urgency. You saw that in game one. They got punched in the mouth early. I want the Lakers to do the punching early in this game. Take it to the Nuggets, put them on their heels, force them to react. Now, for the Nuggets.
Would have won game one if they could have done that.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, for the Nuggets, you're going to see that Rui matchup. You have to counter that. I think you counter that by not having Aaron Gordon in the game for short stints. You have to utilize Jeff Green more in the short corner because you have to make them pay for AD playing off Jeff Green. Right, if he wants to sit in the paint or, you know, 1 foot in and out from the side,
got
to
punish that.
You got to punish him for that. So I think how Michael Malone counters the counters by Darvin Ham is going to be fascinating tonight, and it's going to start with the Jeff Green matchup. Now, vice versa, that hurts you on the defensive end because Aaron Gordon does a really good job defending LeBron James. So seeing a mix of coverages where they want to try a little bit of a zone, try a little bit of amoeba defenses to throw the Lakers off their block, I think is critical. Mm-hmm. Also, I think Jamal Murray, if he's going to be guarded by Vanderbilt tonight, which is what I would do by Darvin Ham, right? A taller guard that can chase him off ball screens. Same way you saw him do against Steph, use that size to deter from the backside, from the trailing position on jump shots.
Give him something to think about at least. Yeah.
Jamal Murray is going to have to put his imprint on this game. Jokic is going to be able to do what Jokic wants to do, especially if you play faster. You get the game in transition. The Lakers are really good at their half-court defense. They're one of the worst in the league at their transition defense. So if I'm Jamal, I'm trying to get points in transition. I'm trying to find a way to see the ball go in to create that lather to all of a sudden have more confidence when I am involved in PNRs, pick and roll for people at home, and DHOs, dribble handoffs with Jokic.
So transition defense is what was exploited, especially in that first half in game one. What do the Lakers do about that, the transition defense, Jay?
That's all effort, man. That's all. That's why I said before, at the beginning of the game, especially for game two, you should have your feet underneath your key. Like, the altitude thing is no longer a thing in game two. You've been able to adjust. You've had practice time. You've done cardio there. You get it. The sense of urgency on the defensive end, that is sheer effort. That's why I said I thought it was one of the most disappointing performances early for the Lakers defensively. That's all effort. If they show effort, they will be in this game.
Yeah, because what's today? Thursday? They got there Sunday.
Sunday, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they should be well adjusted by now.
I would think all week.
There you go.
I would think.
Yeah. Jay's Nuggets Jay on the Nuggets and the Lakers.
Yes, and Key, you know what to do with those Nuggets, with Jay's Nuggets. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, where you're not supposed to talk about them, apparently, is what Jay said earlier in the program. Isn't that what you meant, Jay?
Yeah, I can tell you what I meant when I said it.
Okay.
Max.
Dave in San Antonio.
It's Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Congratulations, Dave. Victory. Hey, hey.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So I got a quick story. Uh-oh. You guys were talking about the casinos. And back in the day, I was a casino manager at a property in Las Vegas. And Mr. Johnson came in one night.
Oh, Saturday night.
And he wasn't gambling, but he was in the high roller room, and he was wearing his own football jersey.
And all the employees were laughing about it.
Because it was a very outstanding team.
Dave, what team was this?
It was the Jets. It was 1999.
Oh, he played for the
Jets.
So you had your
Jets jersey on, but all the employees were laughing because we just thought it was odd that you were wearing your own jersey.
Now, was Jay sent out to be the liaison for Key to get him all set up or not? How did that work?
Key had it all set. He was wearing his own jersey, so everybody knew who Key was.
Key, how do you plead to these charges?
Why in the hell would I ever wear my own jersey in a casino?
That's what they were wondering.
Dave was wondering the exact same thing.
So what we were thinking was that you were probably doing some sort of a bet in town.
Dave, are you sure it wasn't Gary Coleman?
Stupid. I thought it was even me, Jay.
It was cute.
No, couldn't have been. What was I doing? A photo shoot or something?
No, you were standing behind a couple of guys that were gambling in the high roller room. It was at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, the original Hard Rock.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I was doing. If I had a jersey on, I had to have been doing something in the casino.
I don't know. But hey, go Spurs.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave from San Antonio.
All right. Yeah, I had to be doing
that's
got to
be an all-time violation, wearing your own jersey out.
I would never, anybody that knows me know that I would never, ever wear my own Jet jersey.
I mean, Dave seems to think that you were.
I know, right? What the hell do I look like walking around wearing my own Jet jersey? I probably was, who knows, I might have been doing some promotional
maybe
stuff.
Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was someone else in a Keyshawn Johnson jersey.
Who knows? I doubt it.
What promotional stuff are you doing if you're in the high roller and you're standing behind guys who are playing? So it's not like you were at the pool or something or on the strip doing something.
But it's possible you're shooting a promo or something. You go straight there, maybe?
I could have been shooting something in the casino walking by and stopped. But my memory doesn't – I don't have any recollection of that at all, period, of wearing a jersey. I can just be honest with you. That's not me.
Wearing the football pants was probably a bit overkill, but, you know.
Cleats. The cleats in the casino.
The cleats, he wore the whole outfit.
Max, we're going to get into the break. King going to be like, yeah, I was in the casino with the jersey, but I can't really disclose that information.
Oh, right during the break.
You almost made me cuss just now. Boy, please.
We got a dump. It's cool. Just
meantime,
don't do it twice.
Will Joel Embiid be wearing a Sixers jersey in a couple of years?
He really got me out there looking like a lame. Man, please, Dave, stop it.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
All right, we're going to talk about the 76ers in a little bit. People want to talk about the Lakers and Nuggets, though. Greco in Queens, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, my guys.
Good morning, what's good?
Man, sorry I missed the meeting this morning, but I'm glad to hear all the fanfare for our show this morning. You know, the guy, what is it, Josh and the BX and Mike in Cleveland, you know, bigging us up, saying it's the greatest show we got in the morning. I appreciate that.
Go ahead, Greco.
But back to the Lakers tonight, man. Tonight, Key.
Yeah,
I know you were saying we need to you know, it doesn't matter if we win or not, but I think we need to have like a game 7 intensity coming out to really put our foot on their neck, you know, and really even the series out and go back and, you know, go probably, you know, take it 3-1. I believe we need to really do that tonight.
We want to win, right? That's the goal. We trying to win it. But in the end, I don't think if they were to lose it, it would be end of the world. Like, it's, oh, my God, because they are right now invincible at home, just like Denver is at their place. So I lean on our home court advantage, and Jay, you can speak to this because you've been on home courts before, that the way the Lakers play at home is totally different than the way they play on the road, especially in the situation, in the altitude and all. It's just a different environment when you play on the road versus home.
I mean, Key, when you're at home, your role players play better. I mean, we've seen that. Think about the Phoenix-Denver series, right? We saw guys like Landry Shamet. We saw other guys, you know, like, Even first game, game one, Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown, by the way, used to be like a guy off the bench that would play like the power forward position. He was a screener. Now he's the backup point guard for Denver. Right? Like, he plays better. So I think it's a level of being comfortable at these environments. And so I think a lot of times when you play at home, you see star players try to get the role players involved more early. Whereas when you get on the road, man, like, this is where your stars need to step up more so than ever, because there's a tendency for role players to kind of start to disappear a little bit. So he's not a role player, but I go back.
Settle in their role.
Exactly. I do go back to this key for tonight. D'Lo needs to be found tonight. Like, he needs to assert himself. He was 4 of 11, man. He didn't really have an impact last game.
They were picking on him defensively.
They were picking on him defensively. So, like, that's a player for Laker fans. Like, you need him to be the D'Lo that he was when he's aggressive, scoring, and playing faster.
Muhammad in Philly. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
What's up, man? Hey, Max, man.
Hey, roll up your windows, Muhammad. Roll up your window.
Muhammad, yeah, something's going on. We can barely hear you. How about now?
My bad. That was the fan. I'm at work on the forklift, y'all. My guys.
Gotcha.
But, Max.
Yes.
The nature of the reality is crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I got a better one for you. A chick once told me 100 pennies is $100, man. You know what I mean?
Y'all got 100 pennies and $100.
Yo, I'm at the Sixers game. Somebody take a picture of the jumbo trying to say the Sixers won. Trying to say the Sixers won the game. She wrote, the six is one. Come on, man.
What?
This ain't common no more, brother. DJ, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Condolences to your family. Max, why you ain't tell them you rat? Why ain't tell them you got hands of stone like the kid from Panama?
Like the champ from Panama. Yeah, you know, it's funny because talking about my single that I put out with my brother.
Yo, I tried to get you to freestyle the other day. You just ran away from it, man.
It pops up on social media every 6 months, and people discover it, and it blows their minds. Yeah, I was fine. I was like,
you put it up on social media every 6 months.
No, I was. By the way, I was.
I know what you're doing.
I was whatever. My brother and I got people who can vouch for this in the hip hop game. My brother burned down any MC you want to bring. I got lyrics 25 years ago that my brother said that would blow your mind.
You know, Max J.
Not suitable for the air, though.
He wants the residuals. You know, Max. Come on. He's not leaving anything on the ground.
Understood. Anything on the ground.
Yeah, if I see it, do I get to pick it up, or do I have to see who's watching me first?
Don't worry about it. Just pick it up.
Don't
worry about the stereotypes, man.
This is what we do, Key. You and me hang out. You pick up the dollar for me, and then I'll go get you certain goods that you might want that you may also not want.
But now we're feeding right into the stereotype.
Yeah, we're playing into the stereotype. You can't give in to it.
You're feeding into it.
You can't give into it.
Don't worry.
You're feeding into it.
I'll set up the private aviation, and we have
perfect.
We have two cabanas for you locked in. Yeah. Nobody ever know where you guys are.
And Max is going to pay for it. And I'm just going to be his athlete friend who hangs with him. You know, he's an athlete. He wants an athlete hanging around him.
Yeah. Are you going to be wearing your jersey, Key? You mean wearing your Keyshawn Johnson jersey?
But, Jay, that doesn't even – think about it, though. That doesn't even sound right.
No, that's not you.
I think I know what
I'm
happened,
really
Key. I think you were,
that's
I think
not you.
You were probably shooting something somewhere.
No,
didn't even
I was
have to
never,
be at the casino.
Never. I never shot anything in Vegas where I had to wear a uniform. Never. So that's why I'm like
– Maybe just said it,
what
said it
with
like.
Confidence.
First of all, the only time that I spent in Hard Rock in Vegas is going to Nobu. Mm-hmm. Hard Rock was not a casino that I would gamble at.
Right.
Just because it was, you know, come on, Max, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a.
But Key.
Over on Paradise,
He said that you weren't gambling. You were just there hanging out.
In the high rollers room.
Yeah, but Pat, I would never, ever hang out in the high rollers room if
in
I wasn't high rolling. No one does that.
Yeah, like, no, he's not in the Hard Rock. It's not that type of party.
It's not that type of deal.
No.
Not doing it. No. Sorry.
You would do it back in the day at Mandalay or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Mandalay, you're hanging out, you know, back in the day. Encore, Wynn, you know.
Yeah, nowadays the Wynn, right.
Yeah.
Maybe you were just too embarrassed.
Maybe I was too embarrassed. Yeah.
Marty in Los Angeles. You're right. By the way, the nature of reality?
That was from Jay.
Yeah, that's
just the reality of the nature.
The reality of the nature. I got it right, actually.
The reality of the nature.
He said a girl told him 100 pennies is $100.
What? He might want to run from her, though.
6-1. He said 6-1 on Sixers 1. He said
Yosemite Ujiri, like he's on Looney Tunes or something.
Ujiri.
right. Marty in Los Angeles, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
How you guys doing? All good?
What's good, up, man?
I got a quick point here. I'm not a LeBron hater. Uh-oh. I am a big Kobe fan. And if I had to pick one of them, you know, in a do-or-die game, I'm taking Kobe just for the fact he's a cold-hearted killer. But I just want to preface that with, how come no one's talking about LeBron's play down the stretch in game one? Why is this cat jacking up threes when he's probably the fifth best three-point shooter on the floor at the moment? And, you know, after he gets the ball stolen in the paint with a couple minutes, you know, in the last minute, he's just sitting there watching the guys dribble down the court. That's not leading the team. That's not showing them what we got to do to win. That's not the fight spirit. Could you imagine if Kobe did that?
Well, listen, it's not like Kobe had some.
Someone take the ball.
Kobe had some bad playoff games too, but I do understand the point, Jay. It looked maybe, I understand he's dealing with something he might need surgery for. Did he look mentally fatigued to you at the end of that game?
Well, that's what I said. I said when LeBron James goes back and watches tape, just to his defense on the three-point shot, I would have done it differently. I know he would have. I mean, over his last five or six games, he's been shooting like 37, 38% from the three-point line. He's been shooting a lot better. He's been finding his rhythm differently. But he missed an opportunity to punish Jamal Murray, punish him, who had five fouls. So I guarantee you when he's, after that moment, sitting there saying, damn it, I missed that.
Look, I know LeBron is in his 20th season in the NBA, and he's 38 years old, and they're playing at altitude, and he's playing 40 minutes a night. But from where Marty was sitting on his couch in L.A. and from where I was sitting on my couch in New York, boy, it seemed pretty obvious he didn't need to force that three to tie the game. Right, Jay? What are you thinking about, LeBron? Charlie in Los Angeles, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, after game one, I've never seen a team win and look defeated at the same time. I know Denver, they didn't sleep good that night knowing that they hit the Lakers with everything they had, and they still damn near lost the game. I mean, that was their best game of the playoffs, bro.
See, I agree with Charlie, man.
You're really trying to make it seem like a team that won the game is like really afraid.
Yeah, I agree with Charlie, though, because
there's nothing.
They could barely have played any better. They were up 25
Jokic
in the third
scored
at home.
A bucket in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, because AD was roaming around.
Why is that,
exactly,
though, Jay?
Exactly.
That's because they made that adjustment.
I know, but now so you don't think that Denver and Michael Malone are going to make an adjustment off the adjustment?
I do think that. I think Hammy will make an adjustment off the adjustment to the adjustment.
Mm-hmm. Who's Hammy? Your left Hammy or your right Hammy?
Jay, watch this. Nuggets. See? I said it. I'm not scared.
You didn't say Jay's Nuggets.
Well, they're not my Nuggets. Let's put it that way.
All right. I'm just saying.
So you guys are saying you think the Lakers – let's get some
– Yeah, I like the Lakers in game two.
By how much? So if you're saying that, because every Lakers fan has called in, I think Denver's afraid. Lakers have figured it out. How much?
Between four and by five.
Yeah, 4 to 6 points. Same thing. Yeah. I'm thinking two possessions.
So that means Denver's scared. The Lakers going to win by five. Y'all
it's
making
not
it sound
Denver. It's not anything about being scared. It's the Lakers got them concerned.
Got them right where they want them after a loss.
Yeah, you still have not answered the question how the Denver Nuggets can respond
to what the Lakers found,
which is LeBron switching, getting Jamal Murray switched on to him and then bullying him down low. You're still scared to answer that question,
so
how they adjust.
Denver is favorite tonight by 5.5 points.
Okay, flip it.
So Key, we making a bet. You taking your Lakers to win by four?
I don't bet.
Then bet me then. Max, you want to bet? You said by five.
Sure. What do you want to bet?
$20.
$20.
$20. Yates, you owe me $20 too from the last bet.
I know we shook on that, but I got you.
Here's the bet, Jay. Take this bet before I do my read. Okay? Mm-hmm. I bet that the Lakers win by five. And for that, you stay out of my wife's DMs.
Oh, my. You. Stop. Hey, yo! You are the worst. You told me to reach out to Jen about
kind
the topic that
we
talked about.
It's kind of okay. A little bit of
he
a violation.
He told me to reach out to her. I asked him for her number. He never gave it to me. I DM'd her.
Okay.
So what?
Sure, you asked me for the number.
Mm. He asked her for the number as a thing in the DMs.
That's
the problem.
That whole deal You talk to Key? No, I don't really talk to Key no more.
Okay, so Key, if I win, fine, I'll take the bet. If I win, you have to wear your whole jersey for a week of the show.
I don't even have a jersey.
You have your own jersey. I've seen it at your house.
All my jerseys are framed and hanging on walls.
Well, I'll buy you one for Amazon and send it to your house. You get to wear it for the whole week.
They don't sell those
anymore. Take the bet.
All right, here we go.
Bet. Take the bet.
So, coming up next.
Take the bet.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
In the DM.
Woo!
Jason, that's for you, Jay. DMing people's wives and
she hit me back.
See, it
hey, yo!
He's saying, yo, what, Key, he's saying your quarrel is not with him.
Yeah,
you gotta
I know.
You got to talk to Jay about this,
talk,
man.
Talk to Yeah, well.
Tim, in Las Vegas has something. Know. He may be able to illuminate.
Wait,
this.
Real quick. Hold on one sec, Tim.
Yes.
Yeah, she let me know Jay slid into her DM. She let me know. She let me know, but it's all good. I ain't, you know.
She responded. It's nuts.
So Key basically was the one responding. He just wanted to see what you were going
to
say.
So it was really
in the
Key responding back to me.
Slick, man. That's why you got to watch these dudes, man.
We're not friends, man. I was an associate of mine, dog.
Yeah,
how you
doing? My friend, he's an associate of mine. I don't really talk to him no more. I mean, we just work together.
We just work together every day.
We just work together. Every now and then when the show is over, I just leave. I don't.
Tim. So hey, Nuno, this is what I need to know. Yates. Pat. Tim in Vegas, is he going to illuminate the Keyshawn Johnson jersey story from Vegas?
And we're about to find out.
Another confirmation.
All right. Tim in Las Vegas, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, hey, Key. So I used to work security back in the day at the Hard Rock. Uh-huh. And I knew Dave. And I was 100% there when that happened, and I saw it. You walked in. You went into the High Rollers room with your own jersey on.
It was not me.
This is 100% caller.
100%.
It couldn't have been. In 1999, I was a made man in the NFL.
There's some security footage somewhere. Somewhere there's security footage.
It's fine. You needed people to know who you were. It's fine.
Man, stop. Man, I can't.
You wear your own jersey into the High Rollers room.
They act like this is high school. Before a football game, where
Tim,
somebody,
Tim, this
will
be
jersey.
The final confirmation to know if this was Key. Did he have Tim, call back. I want
to
know if Key had on
Tim.
I
want to
know if Tim had if Key had on Jesus Sanders.
No, here it is.
If he had on the flip flops, it was definitely Key.
Jay, it's corroborated by one person. If we get one more witness to this event, it's a wrap.
Let one more caller come in here.
Don't let, we got crazy. They could be working together, but one more witness, and
if he had ashy ankles and flip flops, it was Key.
Roger in Denver, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
You don't stop.
What's up, everybody? I want to talk to Jay Will right now. Jay Will, since you seem to know basketball because you're from Duke University, I want to talk to you a little bit about this game that's coming up tonight. Seems like the Lakers in game one, they played very well. LeBron was one rebound from a triple-double. That's a great game for him. AD had 40 points. Tell me when in the playoffs they lost when he scored 40. Also, Joker didn't make a basket in the fourth quarter. Do you think that's really going to happen? Do you think that's going to slow them down? I think everything went right for the Lakers in the fourth quarter. Nothing went right for Denver in the fourth quarter, and they barely came back. Yes, they had a close chance to win, but they didn't win. So I think the Nuggets can play better. I don't see the Lakers playing better. AD, what is he going to score, 50 now? I mean, 50, 40, and they lost.
That is a great
point. I
want
to hear your thoughts about that.
No, I think that's a valid – that's what I said to Max and Key. You know, you keep seeing these stats like, oh, in 6 minutes, here's Jokic's field goal against Rui Hachimura. I'm like, well, hold on, son. That's such a small sample size in the course of a game. I really think Michael Malone and Jokic can figure out how to counter having Rui play him individually.
Jay, I'm sorry. We have to interrupt this explanation.
Is there a third caller? Oh, my God.
Juan from Las Vegas. You're on Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Ron?
I was there. There were flip-flops and shorts.
Man,
no question. Keyshawn in the 1-9. No question.
Man, the flip-flops are clean.
This is it.
Key, the jury is filing out, man. That's a quick verdict at this point.
Never.
I work security. I work security with the last guy.
No, no, Key, let Ron talk, please. Let Ron talk.
We got 30 seconds
here, Ron. We don't need to hear your lies anymore. Ron, you had the floor is yours.
30 seconds. I work security with the last guy. Shorts, flip-flops. Every time I see Key flash the flip the chancla on the screen, I know it's him in the 1-9.
Man, please. In the 1-9.
There must be security footage somewhere. Can we get our hands on the security footage?
I can't believe you didn't put lotion on your ankles and you're wearing flip-flops with your own jersey.
I'm so glad that y'all buying into the bit, but I ain't buying into it.
Key.
No.
Key, this is now the third caller that's corroborated.
Greeny is coming up, but this is a bothershell today, folks.
So disturbing.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, tomorrow, 10 at 6 a.m. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.